もうやだ。
どうしたの？
仕事がうまくいってなくて。
大丈夫だよ、元気出して。
ちょっと自信ないんだよね。
君ならできるよ、頑張って。
Welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that improves your conversational Japanese, and we give you tips and tricks on how to sound more natural and fluent, as well as improving your listening skills. And of course, we talk about Japan, its amazing culture, people, cuisine, and a host of other topics that randomly float into our heads. Don't we, Ami-sensei? Hello, Ami-sensei. How are
Hi.
you?
Good, good. How are you?
I am very good. 最近どうですか？元気？
はい、元気ですよ。でもこのポッドキャストを、録音したらもっと元気が出るかもしれないです。
そう、このポッドキャストを録音するともっと元気が出るよね。
今回のトピックはテーマは特に。
そうそうそうそうそう。あのなんていう日本語で元気アップなるでしょ。
そうですね。
So, everyone, don't forget you can come and chat to the Learn Japanese Pod community on our Discord server. Just go to learnjapanesepod.com and click on the Discord link to become a member. It's a great place to ask your Japan-related questions, practice your Japanese, and generally hang out with our large community of learners. Big shout out to you wonderful Discord members. よろしくお願いします。
Hi.
Also, please visit dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. That's dojo.learnjapanesepod.com to check out our online Japanese courses, which allow you to learn natural, fluent Japanese in a more structured course format. That's dojo.learnjapanesepod.com. So what are you waiting for? Go check it out today. Woo! So, back to today's podcast. What is the topic of today's episode, Ami-sensei?
All right. So, today's topic is how to cheer someone up in Japanese. If you ever had a friend who was feeling down, don't worry. We're going to teach you some natural Japanese phrases to lift their mood. And as you may have noticed, in Japanese, there's a set phrase for almost any situation, including today's podcast theme.Learning the set phrases in this episode will not only make your Japanese sound more natural, but will also give you a glimpse into the culture and mindset of Japanese people. What we'll do is go over the main conversation you heard at the beginning of the podcast, which includes some of those phrases. We'll then teach you some extra phrases after that. And finally, we'll have a non-scripted conversation in Japanese for you to practice your listening and increase your vocabulary. Now, let's get back to today's lesson. Listen again to the conversation you heard at the beginning of the podcast and see how much you can understand. We'll break it down for you afterwards.
もうやだ。
どうしたの？
仕事がうまくいってなくて。
大丈夫だよ、元気出して。
ちょっと自信ないんだよね。
君ならできるよ、頑張って。
So, lovely Learn Japanese Pod listeners, how much of that did you understand? Did that make any sense? Ami-sensei, shall we break it down?
Sure.
What was the first phrase?
The first phrase was もうやだ。
You know, sometimes I hear young children say that a lot.
And adults.
And adults as well, yeah.
But yeah, children do say that a lot. They say, yada, yada.
Yada, もうやだやだ。Wait, wait, what's it called when kids say that?
Yayaki.
Yayaki.
Yeah, it's like terrible twos.
The terrible twos.
Yayaki. Yeah.
So...More means already.
Like already, yeah.
Right. And then ya means what?
It literally means like not like or hate.
right.
Yeah. It's the kanji for kirai or kirau, to hate something or to dislike something. And da, like it is.
Yeah, so das is the casual way of saying des, which yes. means something is, mm-hmm. is am or are. So mo yada, this sucks.
Yeah, this sucks. Or, nan de shou ne? It could be this sucks, or it could be like
I hate this.
Yeah, I'm over it, or I'm I'm so done, or I'm frustrated. So it could mean any of the above.
And sometimes when I hear children say it, it's like, mo yada. But I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, usually like the parents is like, okay, it's time to, I don't know, put on your shoes and go out the house, or, mm-hmm. you know, we need to go home now.
Yeah, or like, maybe they're doing homework and they're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right. That's good. And then you asked,
どうしたの? どうしたの? What happened? What's wrong?
どうしたの? And then,
仕事がうまくいってなくて. Oh. So 仕事 is work. And then が is the particle that points to the subject in this sentence. うまくいってなくて. So, うまく means well or nicely done, something like that. And いってなくて makes it a negative phrase. So, うまくいってなくて, it isn't going well. Work isn't going well.
And the いって is literally go, right?
Right,
so,
うまくいって,
right. So, go well. なくて, not.
Right, going yeah. not.
Going not well, not yeah. going well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I said, 大丈夫だよ。元気出して. So, very, 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 very common phrases you may have heard in maybe TV shows, anime. 大丈夫だよ。大丈夫 is okay or fine. Dayo emphasizes it, so it's okay. It'll be fine. Genki dashite. Genki is, I guess, like, more like energy. Genki dashite. Dashite is to let out, and in this case, it means have more. Like, have more cheer. Cheer up.
Cheer up, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, genki, yeah, well, full of energy, energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Dashite, mm-hmm. put it out there. be more genki. So,
yeah.
be more energetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or actually, more naturally, just cheer up.
Cheer up.
You'll be fine, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next sentence, next phrase was, ちょっと自信ないんだよね. So ちょっと, little. 自信 is confidence. ないんだよね is a casual way of saying don't have. Like ない this.
This is actually a really nice sentence because it's very natural spoken Japanese. So
yes.
ちょっと, a little. 自信. As you said, Ami sensei, confidence. ないんだよね. So, nai means not, no, none. んだよね is just a natural spoken way of saying something isn't true. So, ないんだよね. And actually, the kanji for 自信 is really interesting. 自信, in this case, ji means self.
Yes.
And 信 means belief, right? So, self belief. Does not exist.
Believe in yourself.
But, believe in yourself,
but
people.
I guess
you can do it.
This person doesn't.
Yes, this person doesn't. Poor thing.
Poor thing.
Poor dear.
Poor speaker A.
So poor speaker A is lacking confidence. Aww.
But
you come to speaker A's aid by saying something very nice.
君ならできるよ。頑張って。 君ならできるよ。頑張って。 Kimi. Kimi is you. Nara. If it is.
If it is you.
If it is you.
Yeah.
できるよ. Can do. So you can do it, basically. Mm-hmm. And then 頑張って. Ooh, I always, you know, when I have to explain 頑張って, it's really difficult. Because it's there's not really an equivalent in English. That's what I feel. That's what I think.
But, sure, it doesn't feel exactly the same as what you would translate naturally into English. You could say something like, do your best,
do or your even... best, or good luck, like
good luck.
Best wishes. It's kind of a mixture of everything.
But I think also 頑張って is also, it expresses a feeling towards the listener that you want them to do well, right?
Yeah, like you're supporting them.
Yeah. So another not kind of non-accurate translation could be, I want you to do well. 頑張って.
Yeah.
I think, そういう気持ち込めるよね.
Yes, yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
So that is quite a simple conversation, I guess. But I really like this conversation because, because Ami helped to edit this conversation. I wrote it out and then Ami edited it and made it sound a lot more kind of natural. And I think this will definitely help you to like improve your vocabulary and also make you sound more natural and more fluent. So definitely have another listen to this conversation again. So I hope that made sense. Now, obviously, we have already studied these phrases to cheer people up. So, 大丈夫だよ. It's okay. 元気出して. Cheer up or be 元気. 君ならできるよ. You can do it.
You can do it.
And 頑張って. Well, do your best. You can do it. I want you to do well, however you want to translate that. Those are the really useful set phrases that you can use to cheer someone up. But, of course, there are more.
But so wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more people. It sounds like we're doing like an infomercial or something. But wait, there's more. Only for half price, you can get an extra. What's the shopping channel in Japan? The most famous one?
Maybe like Japanetto or something.
Oh, yeah, Japanetto. Yeah, Japanetto. And there's some guy going, they say something. Demo chotto matte, waribiki wa sara ni aru desu yo. Kyo dake.
Right, right. They always say, kyou dake.
Yeah, right. Kyou dake, 50% no waribiki teikyou itashimasu. And there's usually a woman sitting next to him who's she has this like look on her face, which is like, sugoi desu yo.
You do a really good impression. That was pretty hilarious.
One of my Japanese friends, she says, yappa ne, yowai da yo ne, so I koto miru to, like when I watch this site, like they always like hypnotize
really
me into
you.
They hypnotize me into buying crap I don't need. And if one of my friends, she was saying, my obachan, my granny. We're always trying to stop her
from buying
all this stuff. She'll just buy all this stuff. Like She doesn't even need. Yeah. So like 1 a.m. in the morning, she's watching this and she starts buying crap they don't need.
So
anyway.
Funny. Anyway.
Getting back, pulling this podcast back on track.
Yes.
The extra, extra phrases.
Phrases.
We have some that we'd like to teach you.
Sure.
Which are good for cheering someone up, improving someone's mood, lifting their mood, if you will. So, Ami-sensei, what are some other phrases you could use to cheer people up?
Sure, you could say, 心配しないで.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, don't worry.
I use that all the time. 心配, worry. しないで, don't worry.
Don't worry. And I like this next one a lot. 応援してるよ. 応援してるよ?
Oh, that's great. That's yes. really good. So what does that mean?
So 応援 literally means support. And it can mean, you know, like mental, emotional support in this case. So してるよ am, I am. So I am supporting. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got your back. You know, yeah. I want you to do well. That's a really good 応援、mm-hmm. 応援that's a good one. Yeah, I like that. So what have we got? 心配しないで. Don't worry. 応援してるよ. I'm supporting you, right?
I'm rooting for you.
I'm rooting for you. Mm-hmm. What's another one?
なんとかなるよ. なんとかなるよ.
Oh, that's rather philosophical, isn't it?
It is philosophical. And you do, I think, have to be a little careful with this one.
Sure.
I think you have to be pretty close to that person.
Sure.
And really express your, you know, express that you care. Because if you use it wrong or if you use it, you know, too much or too lightly, it may come across a little, you know, like too light. Like
maybe you're like, making light of their predicament. You're not taking their problem seriously enough, right?
Yeah, because literally means, oh, it'll be fine. It'll work out.
Yeah, something will happen. It'll work out. So if something like really terrible happens,
don't
worry, it'll
that.
Work out. It might be considered
right.
a bit rude.
So you have to be careful about what the topic is and who you're talking to.
Sure. But nan toka naru yo. So if it's not such a huge thing and it's like
it's
someone's
still,
a bit stressed about work or things aren't going well, umaku itte nakute, things aren't going very well, you can say, don't worry, shinpai shinai de. Nan toka naru yo. You know, it'll work out. You'll be fine. Okay, Ami-sensei, teach us another one.
Okay, so this one you would maybe use if, you know, the speaker or the person you're listening to, you know, messed up on something, you know, or there's really not much you can do about the situation. And again, of course, you have to be careful when to use it, but it's good to know this phrase. しかたないよ。
Yeah, that's a very good one. And this is a very philosophical phrase, I think. And also, as we said before at the beginning of the podcast, this gives you a glimpse into the mindset of Japanese people and also a glimpse into Japanese culture. It's a very philosophical phrase because shikata nai yo basically means it can't be helped.
Right. Or
c'est la vie.
Oui.
And my French is terrible.
I actually love French and I used to study it.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes I would actually sing in French.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, kind of fake my way because obviously I'm not a native French speaker, but I love the language.
Beautiful language.
Yeah. And we are, again, you know, going off track, but that's okay.
でも仕方ないよ。
しょうがないよ。
仕方ない。It can't be helped. That's life. C'est la vie. Actually, I have a bit of a trauma with singing in French because one time I was at a this bar in Osaka. No, this is completely my fault. I was in a bar in Osaka and it was like really happening place and you know you bump into you meet really interesting people and I was with my friend actually I was with Rob, big shout out to you Rob if you're listening to this and we were in this kind of club in Osaka and we met this guy, this French guy, and as the conversation went on we said I said to him, so where are you from? And he said, oh, I'm from Avignon. And so Rob and I immediately started singing Sur la pont d'Avignon, on y danse. He just looked at both of us like with this, you
guys suck. How dare you make fun of Avignon? I said, no, aww, we didn't mean that. Yeah, he thought we kind of sucked. So
I'm sorry.
I apologize to the people from Avignon. And we've completely gone off track, which is what I love about this podcast. But shikata nai yo.
Shikata nai yo.
It can't be helped. And what's another way to say shikata nai yo?
Shouganai. Or shouganai yo.
Shouganai yo. Shouganai. So shikata nai yo and shouganai yo both mean the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it also, you know, I just thought about this, but it also sort of, you know, implies, you know, it's not your fault. You know, so don't worry, you know, it's not your fault. And there's, again, you can't, you know, there wasn't anything you could do. So
it's a good antidote for that perfectionism you get in Japan.
Yes.
Japanese can be pretty hard on themselves and pretty hard on you if, you know, you don't turn up on time or you make a mistake.
Right.
In some ways, Japanese society can be pretty tough, right? If you turn up late to a meeting, which you should never do, the actual phrase you use is "moshiwake gozaimasen." Moshiwake gozaimasen. Which literally means there is no excuse. But the train was late. No, there's no excuse. You have to take full responsibility. So that side of Japanese culture I find pretty tough and pretty unforgiving. However, in other contexts, it's a lot softer and more philosophical and kinder when they say, shouganai yo. It's like, shikatanai yo. It's like, you know, that's life. Don't worry about it. It can't be helped. C'est la vie.
Exactly.
I've got one more for you, Ami sensei.
何ですか?
諦めんなよ! 諦めんなよ! 君ならできるよ!
That sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar. So, don't worry, I haven't lost my mind. Well, not more than usual, but so this is from these hilarious videos that you may have seen on YouTube. And they're made by this guy called Shuzo Matsuoka, or Matsuoka Shuzo. And I think he's a sports commentator, and he used to be a professional tennis player.
Yes.
So anyway, he does these hilarious videos where he shouts these phrases of encouragement at you. And one of his most famous videos, which you've probably seen, it's of him standing in water, which I think was like minus 10 degrees, and shouting phrases of encouragement at the camera. For example, he says, "Akirame nayo! Akirame nayo!" And some people have re-edited these. It's hilarious, yeah. Some people have re-edited these videos with inspiring music, which makes it even more hilarious.
That's so funny.
But just do a search for Matsuoka Shuzo on YouTube and you'll find those videos. And if you listen to them, you'll never give up again. I'm telling you.
I got to watch them right now.
I think people kind of watched them and they thought they were quite funny, but he sounds like a really cool guy.
He's always been that way. He's always been sort of this like really encouraging, you know, very, you know, like enthusiastic person and of course player. And so, you know, I think, you know, people were probably like, oh, you should make YouTube videos, you know, because you already do this on TV. So why not do it on YouTube too?
So apparently what he does is he goes around, he like travels all around Japan and he does, I think he coaches children with tennis. So he does tennis coaching for various, you know, schools and children and stuff. And he makes videos of where he's at. So like, I think that the one where he's standing in water, I think he was like fishing for clams or something like that. So, and that was like, so that was random. One of the places that he was teaching tennis to some of the kids. So he's like a really cool guy. He's like the perfect role model. And I think if you're ever feeling down,
definitely watch a bunch of Shuzo Matsuoka videos. You'll definitely feel a lot more motivated and happy if you do that. Akirame nayo.
Okay.
Which means don't give up. Akirameru means give up. Akirame nayo means don't give up, which is a good one. So, Ami sensei, it's that time in the podcast where we throw away our scripts and we have a non-scripted conversation in Japanese.
Yes.
And this is a good opportunity for our listeners to practice their listening and for me to practice my Japanese conversation. So the topic of conversation is feeling down, or what we would say in Japanese is hekomu. And the verb hekomu literally means that something has a dent in it, that it's depressed. So if you say hekomu, it means you're feeling depressed or down.
Hekonderu,
feeling down, feeling depressed. So anyway, into Japanese mode, switch on.
On.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Onegaishimasu.
じゃあ、Ami sensei、ちょっと質問聞きたいと思うんだけど、最初の質問は、Ami sensei はどんな時にへこむ？
結構へこむんですけど。
本当？でも、Ami sensei はすごく元気そうな人。びっくりした。そういうこと聞いて。
よく言われますけど、実は結構落ち込んだりするんだよね。
で、どんな時にへこむ？どんな時？
やっぱり一番へこむのは自分が失敗した時。なんか、例えばなんだろう、楽しみにしてたこととか、すごく準備してたこと、だけど、なんか一つ忘れ物したりとか、なんかもう恥ずかしい失敗をしたりとかして、自分はなんでこんなんなんだろうとか、自分はなんでもっとちゃんとできないんだろうってへこんだりします。
で、他の人がそういうことを聞くと、他の人が、仕方ないよ、しょうがないよ、大丈夫よ、でも自分はまだへこむよね、どうせ。
へこむかな。でももちろん誰かにそうやって一言言ってもらった方が、まあ元気は出るかな。
なるほどね。なるほどね。
それが、そういう時が一番へこむかな。
だからやっぱり失敗したりとか思うようにうまくいかない時は、アミ先生がへこむよね。
そう、自分はなんでこうなんだろうって。
そう。まあ、でも誰でもそういう気持ちある、誰でもその時もあるよね。
あるかな。
あると思うよ。
思う
私もアリックスもへこむよ。やっぱりその企画が思う通りうまくいかなかった時は、
仕事とかで
ちょっとへこむね。
そう。
でもまあ一回休んで、気持ち
リフレッシュして
なんとかなるという気持ちで進むね。そう。
それしかない。
それしかないよ。で、アミ先生はへこんだ時にどうやって気持ちを切り替える？
これ難しいですよね。切り替えってすごいやっぱり難しくて。
なるほどね。
やっぱりまあなんかもう全く違うことをするとか、なんだろう、友達と話す、電話で話したりとか。
それはいいね。
あとはもう寝る。
そうね。そう。
寝る。
何？脳をリセットするね。
そう。で、まあ、朝になったら、ね、またこう、忘れてはいないかもしれないけど、まあ、新しい一日だから、まあ、ちょっとはこう、リフレッシュ。 まあ、できてるかな。
一回寝て次の日はその問題に対して違う考え方があるよね。
うん
うん、なんか新しい解決が出てくる。
あるかもしれない。
うん、そうそうそうそうそう。うん、僕もあゆみ先生と同じく、へこむときに散歩したり、
いいね、
あの休んだり、
うん、
本を読んだり、
うん、
運動したりする。
あーいいね。
だから頭だけじゃなくて
体も
リセットする必要が。
とても素晴らしいですね。
でもやっぱり運動が一番いいかな。
運動はね、やっぱりあのアレックスさんも言ったみたいに、その体だけじゃなくて、まあ、体もそうだし、そのね、
うんうん、
メンタルも
大事ですね、うん、メンタルも体も大事だと思う。
大事、うん、
じゃあ亜美先生、うん、すごい難しい質問聞くよ、うん、
はい、また
またまた、ごめんなさい、今回すごい難しい質問だよね。
全然大丈夫です。
ごめんなさい。
大丈夫です。
亜美先生は皆さんにへこんだ時にするアドバイスがあればお願いします、
うんうん、あ難しい。やっぱりでもあのまあみんなそれぞれへこむことはあると思うんですね、
うん、
だけど、
う
ん、とってもやっぱりへこんだり、もうどうしてもこうあのね、あの重たいことだったり、
うん、
重いこととか、うん、すごく悩んでるってなった時は、やっぱりこう誰かに話すとか、誰かに助けを求めるとか、やっぱり誰かに話してほしいです、
うん、そうですね、うん、そうですね、うん、あのなんていう日本語で get a different perspective on the problem、うん、なんていう日本語で、
まあ、うん、他の人の意見を聞いたり、他の人のあの他の角度とか他の観点からとか、
うん、まああの、うん、問題に対して考え方を変えることかな、
うん、
そう change your thinking、 考え方を変えることですね、うん、そうそうそうそう。
だからちっちゃい悩みとか大きい悩みどちらでも、
うんうん、
やっぱり人に話すのは、うん、
大事ですよね。
うん、大事だと思うし、
うん、そうそうそうそうそうそう、はい、とてもいいアドバイスありがとう、アミ先生。今お辞儀してます。
いえいえ、こちらこそ。
Well, dear listeners, I think we're coming to the end of the podcast. アミ先生、thank you so much. That was really good fun, and I learned a lot、
はい、
today.
こちらこそ。
And、so...Thank you, dear listener, for listening to the podcast. Again, don't forget you can listen to the podcast at learnjapanesepod.com. You can also download the app for Android and iPhone. Also, come and say hello on our Discord server. And check us out on Twitter at japanesepodcast. And check us out on Instagram too. We have an Instagram account as well.
Woohoo!
So, Ami Sensei, again, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Dear listener, thank you for listening. And we shall see you next time.
Mata ne!
Mata ne!